Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Brandon Woodruff. Welcome to the Small Business Podcast. On this episode, I'm just doing a quick update of my businesses. 5 minutes or less is what I'm goaling myself for every week, just to give a quick little update on each of my businesses. So first, the coaching. It is doing well. Really, with the coaching, it's just more of the same. Coaching my one-on-one clients, they're doing really well. One guy's crushing it. He's gotten down 20 pounds in our first couple of months of working together, despite being sick and dealing with the coronavirus, but he was not sick with the coronavirus. Anyway, he's crushing it, doing really well. So one-on-one clients going well. The group I run is also going really well, continuing to grow, people showing up for the live workouts, people doing the recorded workouts that I send out, the group chats becoming more lively, which is always awesome. It's just going really well, enjoying that group a lot. So that's the coaching right now. Got my one-on-one in-person clients, only a couple of them just on hold, not due to coronavirus stuff, but all my online stuff is growing, so that's good. The furniture business is where I've really been trying to make some strides here over the past few weeks, and continuing to do so. I'm actually looking to purchase a box truck because that is my biggest hindrance right now. I'm able, like, transportation. I have a decent sized storage unit and I can easily upgrade it if I need to. But the problem I'm running into is sometimes I'll purchase 8 or 9 pieces of furniture and have to make multiple trips in my 05 Dodge Grand Caravan. And same thing, some days I have so many deliveries of large items that I have to keep going back and forth to my storage unit. And it just wastes a lot of my time that I could be using on other things that will grow our income. So I need to get a box truck or at least a big van that I can use. So I'm on the hunt for that. I've found a few that I like, but either the mileage is too high or the person wants too much for it, and I'm just trying to buy it outright. I don't want to be making payments on anything. So anyway, looking into that. Also, the other big development with furniture is I've been selling furniture selling furniture locally for the past 8 or 9 months, and I'm now transitioning to adding selling furniture online. I know that sounds daunting and intimidating, and it kind of is, but it'll be worth it in the long run. So I'm separating it, like, by high-end furniture. There are certain brands I'm looking out for that I'm going to sell online on eBay because people will purchase them, and the rest of the furniture I get that's in good condition that's not one of the higher-end brands, I'll just continue to sell locally. So I'm excited about that. Also, one more thing I'm considering doing is if I can find some other resellers in the Kansas City area who are not into furniture but who are trying to sell, a lot of resellers specialize in different things, electronics, vintage clothing, shoes, all kind of different things like that. If I can find like 5 or 6 of us who are in different categories, so won't be real competition with one another, and we each give one another like a kind of a short list of, like, for me, I'd give a short list of, hey, keep an eye out for these brands, because everybody's in, we're all in, it's kind of on hold right now, but we're all doing, a lot of us at least, we're all doing auctions, we're all going to estate sales, we're going to yard sales, we're going to thrift stores, but we're all going in there looking for different things. I go in and I'm looking straight for furniture. I'm not looking for, old VCRs. I'm not looking for Nikes. I'm trying to find the good furniture. So if I can give somebody else a short list of, like, hey, just keep an eye out for these brands, they can get in the habit of, like, when they walk into a thrift store, for instance, or a garage sale, and they're looking around and they just scan, they can be like, they can shoot me a text and be like, hey, this is at this place. And I'll be doing the same thing for them. They can give me a list of brands or a list of a certain type of item to look out for. And as long as they show me what it is, I'll shoot them a text and just be like, hey, this is over here, come pick it up if you want it. And I think that will be a way that we can kind of compete, that we can compete with some of the bigger players. Like, there's one eBay store that sells furniture that I've got my eye on, and I'm trying to emulate a lot of the things they do because they've obviously figured it out. Unfortunately, they're in my area. Like, they're like, from what I've seen, the biggest online furniture seller on eBay is only like 30 or 40 minutes from me. So if I'm going to compete with them in any sense, because not only am I competing them with selling, but I'm also competing with them with actually finding the furniture because we're in the same area. So I'm going to have to get like scrappy and have some like grassroots ways to compete with them. So if I can find some other people who we can help each other, that's something I'm looking into doing. So that is the business. Those are the business updates. And yeah, we'll keep it updated. Do another business update next week. Thanks, everybody.